SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on that Christmas market attack in Germany that's left at least five people dead.
Saxony-Anhalt Governor Rainer Haseloff also said that more than 200 people in total have been injured, many seriously, when a Saudi doctor intentionally drove a black BMW into the market on Friday evening. The man, who was detained, has lived in Germany for nearly two decades, practicing medicine. Several German media outlets identified him as Taleb A. Describing himself as a former Muslim, he shared dozens of posts daily, focusing on anti-Islam themes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Well, the Senate has approved legislation to boost Social Security payments for millions. It will eliminate long-time reductions to Social Security benefits for nearly 3 million people who receive pensions because they worked in federal, state, and local governments. Also, at SRNNews.com, Tesla is recalling 700,000 vehicles because of an issue with a warning light.
Here's the problem. The tire pressure monitoring system warning light may not stay lit up between drive cycles, failing to warn the driver of low tire pressure. If your tires aren't properly inflated, you could be at a higher risk of a crash. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the recall includes some Model 3s from 2017 through 2025, some Model Ys from 2020 through 2025, and some Cybertrucks from 2024. Tesla says it's got a free software update to fix the problem. I'm Rita Foley.
The Biden administration announcing another $4.2 billion in student loan relief. That for nearly 55,000 public service workers. This is SRN News. Evangelical Christians voted for Donald Trump in big numbers.
The Public Religion Research Institute has released its final analysis of the 2024 election, and as expected, white evangelical Protestants were a critical part of Mr. Trump's winning coalition. 85% of them cast ballots for the president, as did 64% of Hispanic Protestants and 59% of white Catholics. Mr. Trump also took 57% of white mainline Protestant voters. Kamala Harris won big amongst atheists and non-religious people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Georgia state Republicans are recommending the state write laws banning males from female sports teams in public schools and universities. That recommendation sets the stage for action in the 2025 legislative session. Officials said it has identical goals in the panel's first meeting in August. This is SRN News. An inflation gauge that is closely monitored by the Federal Reserve barely rose last month in a sign that price pressures cooled after 2 months of sharp gains.
Prices rose just 0.1% from October to November. Excluding the volatile food and energy categories, prices also ticked up just 0.1% after 2 months of outsized 0.3% gains. The milder inflation figures arrived 2 days after Federal Reserve officials rocked financial markets by revealing that they now expect to cut their key interest rate just two times in 2025, down from four in their previous estimate.
That is Jeremy House reporting. Amazon delivery drivers and Starbucks employees on strike in a handful of cities as they seek to exert pressure on the two major companies to recognize the unions. More details at SRNNews.com.